Hi, this is Connie Smith, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
One more hour and I'll be home. Close my eyes and rest my bones. Can't be more than a mile or so from Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio. I guess perhaps the memories got too strong. Grab me by the heartstrings and pull me home. I got to thinking about some friends I know in Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, where the river winds across the Mason and the Dixon line. Heaven waits for me, I know. Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, I walked halfway from Louisville. Now there she lies at the foot of the hill, shining like a jewel in the valley below. Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, where the river winds across the Mason and the Dixon line. Heaven waits for me, I know. Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, where the river winds across the Mason and the Dixon line. Heaven waits for me, I know. Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hey, Connie Smith, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
What's weather like in Nashville?
Cool, but it's not too bad.
We're talking to you today about many things, but you've just had a double album released over here called Connie Smith, My Part of Forever, Volume 1, The Ultimate Collection, 72 to 2018.
That's right. Some songs that have never been on CD are on there.
I know, amazing. I've played a few already over the last couple of weeks on the program and on the station.
Well,
wonderful stuff. And so is Volume 2 already being planned?
Well, we're not quite yet. We're actually fixing to record a new album with new material.
Okay.
And then we'll work on Volume 2 later.
That's great. Well, I mean, you've you know, you're an amazing female vocal. I know that at one time you were one of the top three female singers in country music, and even Dolly said that.
Oh, thanks.
You know. And
well, I enjoy singing, that's for sure.
Well, how many times have you done the Grand Ole Opry? Because every time I've come into town and gone to the Opry, you've been on, lucky enough, because I love your voice. But
well,
you must have done
you.
It a few times.
Well, I've been a member for 53 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm doing it more lately because they've asked me to be one of the hosts. So
okay.
I'm on quite often.
Of course, you know, Porter Wagoner and all those guys. You've got some. You must have. I'd love to sit in a room with you guys for a day. The stories must just come out.
Yeah, it's a great thing on the bus to. We hear lots of stories and enjoy, because we loved all of the entertainers, and I was one of the ones that got to be there when Ernest Tubb and Roy Acuff and String Bean and Grandpa Jones and, you know, all the old-timers and Minnie Pearl, all the old-timers that were there, as well as the new ones that are coming in.
I mean, you must have seen so many changes in country music, what is country music, over the years.
Yes, yep. I've enjoyed being a part of it.
That's
sure.
Great. Of course, being married to Marty is must be a lot of fun as well, Marty Stewart.
Well, it is, because we've been married 21 years. And
oh, congratulations.
It's thank you. It's amazing the talent that he has and the things that he gets involved in, and everything he puts his hand to, he does well. And he's got the gift of combining so many different things and making it harmonize, and that's a great thing.
And he's kept the traditional sound alive of country music.
Yes, he has. And he has his hands in so many different genres. I mean, he did On the Road like 40 days this year with Chris Stapleton, but he also is doing 25 days with, this is the 50th anniversary of the Sweethearts of the Rodeo album.
Oh, and, right, the birds.
And yes, and Chris Hillman and Roger McGuinn have gotten together to celebrate that and do a tour. And Marty and his band are the rest of the birds, so they've been doing 20. They've been doing 25 days with them, as well as all the days of his own he's been doing. So,
oh my goodness, wonderful!
He's been really busy, and then also he's working on his museum in Mississippi, the Marty Stewart Center for country music. So.
Good. Let's go back in time with you, Connie. When did you first come to Nashville?
I came actually my first time on in March the 28th, 1964, and sang a song at the Ernest Tubb record shop at the request of Bill Anderson, who I'd met at a talent contest where I'd sang, and he was on the show that night. So I actually... that was my first time, and then I came back again in about 6 months later and did a demo session. And then a month after that, RCA Victor signed me to a recording contract. And then July the 16th of 1964, I recorded my first session. And, of course, one of the songs on that session, Once a Day, went to number one and was there for 8 weeks. And it kind of, we decided we would give the business a shot and try for it. And been in it ever since, except for the several years when I've got five children. My three girls were a year apart, so I quit to be with them until my youngest one went to kindergarten and I went back to work. So it's been quite a ride.
A fairy tale story, isn't it, really?
Yes, it really is. Hi, this is Connie Smith, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would forget you, for I thought then I never could. But time has taken all the pains away, until now I'm down to crying once a day. Once a day. She lost the one she loved, then slowly lost her mind. She sat around and cried her life away. Lucky me, I'm only crying once a day.
Still get as excited doing the opera as you did all those years ago?
I still get scared, yeah. And I was talking to T. Graham Brown the other night. He was on a show I was hosting, and he said, "I, of all places that I perform, this is the only one I get nervous at." And it's just such a special place, the Ryman Auditorium. We're there in the winters, in the from from November the 1st till February the 1st, we still do the Grand Ole Opry at the Ryman Auditorium. Other than that, we're at the Grand Ole Opry House. But it's the Ryman is such a magic place to perform, and it has such a history to it that it's a little bit nerve-wracking.
Well, I can imagine. I mean, the spirits that must be there, that, you know, from all the major stars that have come and gone and been there.
That little circle there. Yeah.
Must be really eerie. But once a day was was the big one that kicked everything off, and then you just had a string of them ever since.
Well, I've recorded like 53 albums. I think Marty said he counted them one day.
53.
So there's a lot of songs that I've had the privilege of recording. And back when I started, the great songwriters like Harlan Howard and of course, the Bill Anderson that brought me to town, and then Dallas Frazier. I've recorded 71 of the songs he's written, and there was just so many great songwriters at that time, and I had privy to so many great songs, so I was blessed for sure.
That's good, because these days many of them write their own songs, whereas the older days, then the writers came in and wrote for all you guys.
Right. Well, and there's a lot of them. And like Merle Haggard wrote a lot of his own songs, and so did Mel Tillis. But then he also spread them around. A lot of other people recorded them as well. And Marty and I, since we've been together, we've written probably 40 or 50 songs together. And he's written a lot of songs that he has recorded. But we do. My goal was always to cut the best songs I could find. I didn't care who wrote them.
So, do you go on the road much? I know you do the opera. Do you go on the road much to perform?
I have. I don't go as much as I did. Sometimes I go when Marty's on a long one, and I go just to be with him, so we won't be apart that long. And then sometimes we have shows together, and then I have some road shows. But I'm also in town a lot, because I've been a member of the Grand Ole Opry for 53 years now, as I said, and I host the shows out there. I'm one of the hosts out there, so
that's good.
I do that a lot as well, and I enjoy that. I love the Grand Ole Opry.
And there's lots of opportunities for the classic country singers now with the various TV shows like the Legends and that are happening with Heartland and a couple of the other Larry's Diner and everything, that all those TV shows which like you guys performing.
Well, Marty and I, Marty had the Marty Stewart Show for 6 years. Mm-hmm. So we did 26 shows a year for 6 years on that.
And he still does the jam, doesn't he, over the CMA week?
Yes, I think we've had 17 of them now.
Yeah, so do you play each one of them, do you?
I've done every one except this year, and I was not able to. I was ill and was not able to be on this year. That was a heartbreaking thing, because it's the first one I've missed in 17 years.
Yeah.
But I'll be back next year.
Good. Well, I hope to be in town for that. I remember going once when Dolly was on the show and you were there as well.
We have great. It's really a great show. I think it's the best show of the week every year.
Oh yeah.
Because it's such a, it just has great music. It has, you know, one year we'll have Sam Moore, and then we had Porter Wagoner, and we've had, you know, we just had so many great artists that of great solid country, you know, traditional country, and then we have I know that Keith Urban was on before he made it big, and Eric Church was on before he made it big. Marty has a great eye of talent that's going to happen, as well as the ones that already have, and he also has a great way of mixing so many different genres together and making it harmonize. And so it's a wonderful show. We have people from several countries that book tickets for the next year, the day after the show this year.
It is a great show. And if anybody's listening and are in town for the CMA Fest, make sure you book up in advance for the Marty Stewart Jam, which is always late at night. It starts about midnight, doesn't it, I think?
Well, no, actually, we've moved it up. It starts about 10,
okay, that's better.
Yeah.
And I know people are exhausted sometimes from all the things that are going on.
And we are, too. Sometimes, when we first started them, it would be daylight when we'd get home.
The good days, the good old days.
Yes.
Can't do it so much now. I know. So, give me just some of the your favorite songs that you still perform.
Well, there's a song that Dallas Frazier wrote called Runaway Little Tears that I usually perform. There, of course, Once a Day that Bill Anderson wrote. Mm-hmm. I do that one all the time. And I've gone back there. I have recorded so many albums, I kind of switch a little bit. I go back, and usually there's always somebody that says, well, you didn't sing my song, you know, because we can't do all of them. But we still do, and we still do old songs like Keys in the Mailbox, you know, just basically stuff that we get requests from the fans to hear. And then sometimes in the show I'll just do a segment of what do you want to hear, and we'll do stuff like that. So we just do some from the last album we did and some from the first album we did. So we just do a mixture and try to make the show a variety show. And I like to showcase the musicians, so I do songs that the steel, which I'm a steel guitar freak, and so want to make sure there's songs that he can really do his part on, and then the guitar player as well. And so we do a lot of different things.
That's great. Connie, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. I've spoken to Marty a few times, but I've always wanted to talk to you, and it's great, and hopefully I can catch a show when I next come into town, and wish you well with this current album released in the UK called Connie Smith, My Partner Forever, Volume 1, The Ultimate Collection, 1972 to 2018. I think there's 50 songs on there, nearly. There is 50.
There is, and some of the songs have never been on CD before. Some of the stuff I recorded on Columbia, and actually there's, there's just a mixture of several different albums and all that we picked from, and it was, I'm really proud of it. I'm listening to more of my music, listening to that, than I have in a long time.
That's great. And there's some good liner notes, some good booklet inside, so lots of nice things to read about Connie Smith and your life, and everything you've been doing over the years, and we wish you well to continue, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Lee. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you, Connie.
Hi, this is Connie Smith, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Would you look at what came down the road today? Wanting me to be one more mistake you make. A bridge to burn to get to someone new. Sure look like the trend.